This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Was it really?
Yeah. I didn't say anything about it. But, yeah, after the last election, things were very frustrating for me. And I figured, okay, this is enough. The difference, of course, now is the whole political landscape has changed.
That was St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, who was in here with us at the top of the hour, announcing why he's had a change of heart and decided to announce for re-election. It chased Mike Elam out of the race. Bill Igel and Jason Law are still in it. And we've got former Senator Bill Igel on the phone this morning. He apologizes to me for his phone connection because he's in Yellowstone celebrating his 25th anniversary. So my apologies to your lovely wife, Amanda, that you've had to do this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. It's a little chilly here on the mountainside. It's about 30 degrees, but we're making it happen.
Yeah, watch out for the bears, for sure. They're more dangerous than the politicians, Bill.
For sure.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Sure. I trust them more, though.
That's right. At least you know what their intent is when you're facing them, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So was this announcement a shock to you? You told me recently, I don't think I'm talking out of school, that you were meeting with Steve Ellman fairly regularly leading up to this race.
Yeah. I was meeting with Steve Ellman. I was having good conversations with him. I was encouraging him to not choose this path. I thought there was an even chance he would not choose this path. He mentioned multiple times that he really didn't know if he had the energy for something like this. But ultimately, he's decided to jump into the race. And that really doesn't change my thinking. As I shared with Steve, I'll share it with everybody in your audience. The things that I'm talking about doing for St. Charles County, quite frankly, Steve hasn't addressed for the past 20 years while he's been in office. I'm talking about actually lowering the property tax burden. I'm talking about getting rid of personal property tax. Steve has never talked about this issue. So I think that's going to be a major discussion point. I'm talking about putting a stop to all these big apartment complexes that are going up in St. Charles County and making St. Charles County look more like St. Louis County. Steve's never engaged on that issue. So whether it's data centers, whether it's the abatements that cities are getting, these are issues that I think that, you know, every 20 years, you need a little bit of turnover in these leadership positions. And Steve's decision yesterday doesn't have any impact on what I'm going to do.
Well, when I had him on here in the last half hour, he said that he and the council had not personally approved any apartment complexes since he's been county executive. That's been happening in the cities. What's your reaction to that?
Well, and see, this, I think that that mindset, that mentality that, oh, we don't have anything to do with that is exactly the problem. They actually have approved a couple of big apartment complexes, even in unannexed county area. But more than that, I think the people of St. Charles are looking for someone that's not just going to say, well, that's the city's problem. Well, we can't do anything because it's the city's doing it. We can't lower the property tax burden because it's the schools that are raising it up. I think folks want the highest level, the highest elected individual in the county to start taking an active role in pushing back where government has gotten too big. You know, Steve has been the guy that has grown and more than doubled the county budget over the past few years. You know, we have a $600 million county budget. Why are we doing things in the county like what Donald Trump is doing up in Washington, D.C. with the Department of Government Efficiency? We could probably save a lot of money, and my plan is to save that money and roll it into some tax cuts. And if the cities are the ones that are putting up these apartment complexes, why isn't the county doing anything? The county absolutely has the authority to intervene with the cities when the health and welfare of its citizens are in question. And overpopulation is one of the biggest issues that can impact the health and welfare of its cities and gives the county a role in this process. But Steve's answer is to say, well, we can't do anything. There's nothing we can do here. We're going to have to move on. So I don't think that's what people are looking for. And that's why Steve's announcement didn't really have much of an impact on me yesterday.
You know, rooftops and retail are what most cities want because it does increase that tax base so much. But we need jobs in St. Charles County, too. And with President Trump saying that we're bringing back all this manufacturing, do you feel we need to be in a better position to try to win some of those manufacturing jobs so people aren't having to commute across the river and basically also start a large, you know, industrial base in St. Charles County? Or are you opposing that?
No, I'm absolutely supportive of some more commercial development in St. Charles County that's going to bring those jobs here. In fact, the county has gotten itself involved in what I would describe as a bunch of money pits because the county is involved in things that never should have been owned by government in the first place. Let me give you an example. The Family Arena out in St. Charles County is losing the county millions of dollars every single year in operating costs. It's losing the county tens of millions of dollars in needed upgrades and maintenance of the facility, and it's going to lose us millions of dollars more when it never should have been owned by a government entity in the first place. Steve's been one of the biggest supporters of this. And while the government has owned that big Family Arena, we've missed an opportunity to maybe redevelop that site with exactly those commercial interests that could bring those jobs to St. Charles County. So I'm going to get us out of some of these money pits, and we're going to make way for some commercial development in St. Charles County that will also help us even out the imbalance between the residential homes that are paying a vast majority of the property taxes and the fact that we don't have nearly enough of that commercial development to really even out and help pay for our core critical services. And this is a lack of overall vision on the part of the county executive.
Yeah.
I thought that next year was the perfect time for him to move on, but he couldn't bring himself to do it.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So Bill Igel is our guest. He's running for St. Charles County executive right now. This whole issue of bringing in jobs, obviously there's been a debate over these data centers. Where do you stand on that? I know that Josh Hawley's into it with your former friend and colleague Cindy O'Loughlin right now over the whole idea of the importance and the challenge of these data centers.
Yeah, I agree with Josh Hawley. The reality is these big consumers of energy like the data centers get a huge discount on the electricity they buy from the state. But they require so much electricity that the additional infrastructure that's going to be needed to create the new power plants that will support them will be felt evenly by the surrounding communities and other people in the state. So these are a bad deal right now for the people of Missouri who are going to have to foot the bill with higher utility costs. Josh Hawley is absolutely spot on for questioning the reality that we shouldn't have to subsidize these massive data centers. Cindy O'Loughlin, who is really, and it pains my heart because you're right, Mark, I considered her a friend of mine. She has really become a creature of the establishment. Not only was she at the forefront passing the Senate Bill 4 this year, which is directly impacting and raising people's utility rates, but she's out there now defending and pushing back against anybody that's even asking questions, to include our U.S. senator. I think that's a real tragedy. She has changed dramatically from the Cindy O'Loughlin that I knew 10 years ago. So I stand with Josh Hawley here. He's right. We need to be asking questions.
You're going to be in a three-person race in this Republican primary. Money always an issue. You've had some success early on in your campaign fundraising. How do you see this shaking out with three candidates, an incumbent included, of how it's going to come down to the wire? Is money going to play a big part in that?
Well, you know, fundraising is always a reflection of the candidate and the message that the candidate is putting out and whether or not that message is resonating with folks who engage with their pocketbook. I've been very blessed to have folks from all over who have engaged in all of my races. And I think that, you know, the issue here in St. Charles is I've gotten to know the folks in St. Charles County pretty darn well over the past 10 years. And I've been blessed that they have supported me in all of the races that I've been a part of. And so I think it'll be a new experience in a sense for Steve Ellman, because no one's really looked at his record and what he's been doing for the past 20 years. I don't think that he's had a competitive primary where we've had a conversation like this since the early 2000s. And we've got a lot of ground to cover, because I think that there's a lot of things that folks are going to look at and they're going to say, hey, you know, it's time for, you know, after two decades, it's time for some new leadership here. And I feel like our campaign is going to be talking about the issues that resonate the most.
Yeah, it's good. Bill Igel, listen, hey, happy anniversary, my friend. And are you there at the lodge at Old Faithful? Is that where you are this morning?
We're in West Yellowstone right now, but okay. We're going to be driving through the park today. Hopefully it gets above 45 degrees. But my wife loves this stuff, so, you know, I'm happy to do it.
Way to be a good warrior, a good husband, that a boy.
All right. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather,
What if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.